You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
A warehouse buzzing with energy and anticipation as the remnants of the once prominent Southern family, the Murdaughs, life were meticulously laid out across long tables this last week. The chilling possessions of Alec Murdaugh now serving two consecutive life sentences for the brutal murders of his wife Maggie and son Paul awaited the highest bidder. Amid the lively chatter and the palpable excitement, the bidders couldn't help but feel the haunting weight of the dark history behind these artifacts and couldn't wait to take a lot of it home. As the prospective buyer sifted through all of the artifacts from the South Carolina hunting lodge where the heinous acts took place, they found themselves face to face with chilling relics of a shattered life, spent shotgun shells, a haunting shirt marked with Alex inside the collar, furniture from the house, decoy ducks, and even a smiling decorative skull. All tell a tale of darkness and deception. In a room where whispers of the past echoed through every corner, the bidders sparred in a game of chance and fortune. Turtle shell lamps, hideous by the way, fetching a staggering $800 each. A Yeti tumbler goes for $400. And mounted longhorns command an impressive $10,000. An animal trap is the first item to be claimed, selling for $500, while a pair of rocking chairs and a couch from the family mansion ignite a fierce bidding war, ultimately going for $850 and $30,000, respectively. Among the chilling relics of a life gone awry, bidders find hunting boots, a South Carolina Highway Patrol baseball cap, unused rifle bullets, a hunting crossbow, and rifle scopes. Aaron Craig, who purchased Maggie Murtaugh's bike, plans to display the item in a storefront, saying it will serve its purpose best where people can look at it. As the auction concludes, the once cherished possessions of the Murtaugh family are scattered to the wind, leaving behind the faint echoes of a dark and tragic tale. For the bidders, these items serve as a chilling reminder of the twisted path that led to the downfall of the once prestigious family.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
I really am kind of surprised at just how much this stuff went for. I figured it would reach asking value, but for a Yeti cup, $400. It wasn't even like specially marked or anything as Murdaugh. It was just a Yeti tumbler. $30,000 for the couch. These are people who seriously want pieces of a murderer in their home. I don't know. I mean, I was somewhat curious. I was thinking of like trying to do a bid on a turtle lamp if they had online auctions going, which they did not. I'd be even more curious to see how much more this stuff would go for if it was online. I think this is high. Wow. If you like the program, press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates and discussions as we bring it to you here every single day. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.